The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
A warm hello from Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City. And we're here to meditate. And one of the important principles for meditation, mindfulness meditation, is to keep it simple. In fact, simplicity is one of the teachers for finding our way with mindfulness meditation. A wonderful teacher, Vipassana teacher in India named Munindraji, he said that if it's not simple, it's not Vipassana. And so this idea of simplicity, radical simplicity, has a lot to do with letting go of all the ways in which we complicate ourselves, our life, our situation while we're meditating. We're too busy trying to understand something or to change something or to get away from something or to attain some wonderful state. Probably it's too complicated. If we're too much involved in being the agent, it's up to me and I have to do it, or I'm the victim, things are happening to me and they're not going so well, and chances are you're not getting simple enough. Radical simplicity includes dropping away of, blissfully dropping away, the concern with self. Surprisingly, that it's possible to blissfully let go of any concern with self, and oneself as a doer, the oneself as the experiencer, the self as the victim of circumstance, while we're meditating, can let go and let go, let go, just to sit here as simply as you can with what is. And it's almost as if simplicity is like a wonderful little simple round river rock that maybe you drop into a lake and it just quietly settles to the bottom, just a straight line down to the bottom without any agitation going back and forth or concerned with anything else, until it comes to rest at the bottom of the lake. Just to let go until we come to a profound feeling of dignified rest, dignified simplicity. So to take a meditation posture that maybe expresses some modicum of dignity or some modicum of embodied confidence. A dignity and confidence that then can become, it's not a doing we do, but rather an embodiment. An embodiment of, that allows for a deep simplicity. And in closing your eyes, and for a few moments here, don't do anything else. Don't do anything else, but in the simplest, most relaxed way, notice what's happening for you. And notice it in the most obvious ways. You don't have to go digging or searching to figure it out. It's almost like you pulled the curtains and you see what's outside. You pull the curtains and you see what's here in your experience. And then just sitting here without doing anything else, with simplicity, is there some way you can become more simple? Maybe you can't stop your thinking, stop how you're feeling, but can there be an inner simplicity in the midst of that? A place of maybe some modicum of stillness. Of peacefulness. Some modicum of ease. And very gingerly, as if you're close to doing nothing at all, gingerly from the inside out, see if you can, on the exhale, relax your shoulders. Almost as if you're doing nothing at all. Softening the belly. And if you do so something very quietly, as not to disturb anything, can you quietly soften the muscles around your face? Gently quieting the muscles around the eyes. And then as if you're using the slightest little effort, slightest little, almost like just a suggestion, can you quiet your thinking. Just turn it down and the volume a notch or two. And also, as if you're almost doing nothing, can you quiet, delightfully quiet, soften, still your heart? And as you're sitting here, in your own way, without looking for anything dramatic or big, it could just be a hint. Do you have a reference point for inner simplicity? Someplace inside, a reference point for nothing needs to happen. For these few minutes, nothing is at stake in this place of simplicity within. And then gently, simply as if you're almost doing nothing, as if you come from a place of radical simplicity, allowing the winds of breathing, the rhythm of breathing, to breathe itself. If you find yourself involved in thinking, maybe letting go is not simple, too complicated. Maybe there's a way of just gently, simply, for you to fall away from your thinking, to disengage. To switch your interest from whatever you're thinking about to the simplicity within, that is experiencing breathing. Maybe the breathing experience in and of itself can guide you into greater and greater simplicity of being. A radical simplicity. Where just being alive is enough. Maybe as if simplicity is at the core of your being. And it's from that simplicity that we're being with our life, with no need to resist anything, attain anything, understand anything, and no need to refer anything back to ourself. The ideas and thoughts, concepts of self. Radical simplicity, where self-concern is no longer needed. Notice when the mind gets complicated. No need to do anything or change that. But you may return to the place of simplicity. Some place inside that is the home for being simple, and in that simplicity there might be some sense of freedom. Freedom from being concerned about anything. It's enough just to be breathing. As you begin your exhale, let it be. Imagine that they're dropping a round river rock into a lake. And as you follow the exhale to the end, that rock gently settles through the water at the bottom of the peaceful lake. Simple, peaceful. Nothing to do and nothing to be, nothing to change. A simplicity of being that includes everything. And as we come to the end of this sitting, perhaps you can allow your inner simplicity, embodied tenderness, to open up to experience, to be available to the world around you. First, to the place you're sitting. No need to do anything or fix anything, but just a availability in your simplicity of being. And that simple availability, openness, extended outwards in circles to your neighborhood, to your wider community, to the territory you're living in. To the watershed you're in. To the land you're on that's between oceans. And to the whole world. And for these next minute or so, to allow yourself to be radically open, available, receptive, and radically simple. Nothing to do and nothing to be. Just available. And without really doing much except kindness. Perhaps you can evoke a kind regard for the whole world. Not complicated by needing to do anything, but just to hold the whole world in your kindness, your love, your compassion. And then as we come to the very end, with this kindness and this simplicity, what might you do today that would express, manifest your goodwill, your kindness, your love and compassion for others? While you're staying close to this simplicity of being. And may it be that you live this next 24 hours caring for the welfare of others as well as for your own. May we live for each other's welfare. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. And may all beings everywhere be free.